This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
It was me. It was, I was in there in the hut. What do you call it? In the little tent.
The hatch
from Lost. I was in there with Barney Rubble and the bitter beer face guy from the Keystone Light commercials. And is it Keystone or Keystone Light?
It's Keystone Light. I was just saying the beginning of.
You just said Keystone.
I just didn't finish. I was just saying.
No, Hayes, I'm not playing gotcha. I honestly didn't know when you said Keystone. I thought, oh my God, did I get it wrong? But it is Keystone Light.
Sorry, I just don't know. It's hard. I can't see your face, and so it's hard to know if you're being nice or if you're.
Hayes, I'm being so nice. Thank you for being nice to me. I really thought for a moment I may have gotten it wrong.
Okay.
I thought when you said Keystone, and I was already like, you know, the sort of train had left the station on me saying Keystone Light.
Mm-hmm.
I panicked. I mean, my stomach dropped out of my ass. And I thought,
okay. Your camera, if I could see you, then I would have known that.
What a monster faux pas I may have made saying, you know, because this whole hatch story kind of.
Yeah, you've been in the hatch with this guy for a very long time saying, I assume you said Keystone Light a lot.
Yes, no, I was honestly working through like I.
And they only have Dharma Initiative brand Keystone Light.
Yeah, which is, it is Keystone Light, but it has the little symbol on it, the little like cobra symbol or whatever.
I think you're thinking of Cobra.
Okay. Well, they had Cobra as well.
Okay.
But anyway, we're in the hatch from Lost. We're punching in the numbers every so often. Barney Rubble like really wants to get home to his wife.
Yeah.
I am trying to keep the troops entertained. Like I'm not good at punching in the keys. My hands are fucked up. I can't do that part of it. I also can't open a Keystone Light, but I think what I have to offer is that I, am a bit of a raconteur.
Sure.
And I tell, really fucked up, funny, raunchy stories, like dirty, filthy stories.
But like in this very sophisticated, like sort of debonair tone, that is like, it's smart, but also very gross.
It's disgusting, but it is at, you know, with intelligence, it's sort of, Tucker Max meets Bill Faulkner.
Yeah.
You know, because it is about my poor family in the South and how often we would like bust a load on the horse or something. But anyway, I'm telling the stories and it's whatever. It's stupid. But the bitter beer face guy finally asks me to stop. Like to permanently stop telling these stories. And I only have four or five and I've told them every day now at this point for a few months. So I look to Barney Rubble and I go, do you feel this way too? Is this what you want? You know, and he's like hemming and hawing a little bit, and I start to get the message. Oh wow. Barney's on my side.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The way you could pull this out, I feel like, is with one really great story.
The way to pull what out?
the way to pull out like this the tension of the conversation with the bitter beer face guy is to obviously you don't have a new story to tell, but like a really great telling.
But
of,
I've always got an ace up my sleeve in that I can sort of change tone and even add a fake detail to one of the stories. So I say, you know, it's me, it's Cash, it's Mavis, it's Deandra, it's Paw. And our lucky horse, Sheriff Bitch, is sick of getting loads on him. Physically sick. Like, he's, like, not able to walk. You know what? I'm feeling a little like, I know you can't see me. I also can't see you because I'm just not looking. Maybe I should save this story for when I'm back in the hatch next week.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Hi, we have a guest. We want to get to that.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet
line. Back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
It's very nice to welcome our friend, the only guest who has ever done, he's done the show multiple times, but he has never done the show that is a real with both.
With two guys.
With both of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that. Speak on that, Crisp. Crisp?
I feel so happy to be here with both of you. I do still feel like I haven't totally attained the truth of the experience because we
are unfortunately
so spread apart and I can't see one of you. So I feel like I'm closer than I've ever been, but it's still not quite there.
I'm scared to be seen here.
Do you want to talk about, Sean, why you, like, we no one will be getting to see you today?
Well, we all know during quarantine, it felt safe to experiment with our look, right? Everybody sort of went, well, maybe I'll try a new look. I'm not seeing anyone.
It's not permanent.
No, it's not permanent, but it is.
That's what people were saying, but then this one has turned out to be permanent.
It's turned out to be permanent. So I have, I started piercing some stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was at first really fun and funny, and it looked kind of cool, I thought. And it got out of control. And I pierced my teeth to my lip. And I can talk. I can do everything.
You're talking very well.
But it looks pretty fucked up. And I am embarrassed and I don't want to be able to see myself either. And I've talked to a doctor who he said he can, kind of shoot the piercings out with like a really small gun, which I'm going to try to do next week because as it stands right now, I'm too shy.
But from far away, he's going to have to stand far away.
He's going to be really far away. Yeah, he's actually going to fly over my house, and I will be lying.
Shoot them out.
I will be lying on my back in the backyard, and he's going to shoot straight down.
Chris.
Well, again, on my end, just happy to be back, and I'm so sorry.
So good to have you. No,
yeah, so sorry to hear.
It's on me a little bit. Hey, I did do this joke. I went, hey, I'm DC Pearson.
When did you do that?
And to whom?
It was when I was doing the piercing.
Oh, okay.
Because I was doing piercings. And I guess I said it to basically a friendly bird.
Chris.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about today. Obviously, you are a fellow member of this big family of ours, this Earwolf network. And we have, it's been quite a week. It really has been quite a week.
Huge. I've always felt like you guys are the,
No, I feel honestly the same. I'm having a little bit trouble talking about it too.
Well, yeah. I've always felt like you guys are the perfect representation of Los Angeles, Earwolf. You are, after all, Hollywood is in the name of the show.
Right.
And I always felt like I was like the New York torchbearer of Earwolf in some ways. So I feel like it makes sense that we're having a little bit of a meeting of the minds right now because the whole foundation is shifting. The whole foundation.
And these are, you know, some people come into your lives and quickly go, but they leave this sort of a mark on you, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Like a piercing.
And I guess for me, that was the Scripps Corporation. I sort of, it just meant a lot to me.
Hayes, I can jump in. I can take over really
quick.
Thank you. No, I think we all know what you're trying to say. Look, it's no secret. I was never super close with my old man, and that created a hole in my life that I was looking to fill in all kinds of different ways. Some of them not healthy, some of them very healthy. And when I met, the Scripps Corporation, I said, oh, I can stop looking. So the growth, you know, that we've all experienced under their gentle tutelage.
That doesn't go away. That doesn't go away.
No, no, no. That just because they're gone. Hey, just, you know, Luke Combs has a song called Even Though I'm Leaving. And it's a dad singing to his son who's scared. He's scared to go to sleep because there's going to be monsters under the bed. And his dad's going back to his own room and he wants his son to be able to sleep in his bed, but he wants him also to know that he's not ever going to be alone. Because in some ways, the lessons and the love that his father has for him are going to be there protecting him. So he's, even though I'm leaving, that don't mean I won't be right by your side. When you're scared and I'm not there in the middle of the night.
And they wouldn't do, they would not be doing this to sell to, you know, I was mad at first. I was mad at them for selling mid-roll Stitcher to Sirius XM radio. But they would not be doing this if it weren't the right thing for us right now. I know that's why they're doing it. It's taken me a little while to figure that out. But I know, like, they would not be doing this.
And because I if I can, because we're all getting emotional.
Yeah.
If I may, you know, I would just say, I want to go on record and be the first to admit there's times where I took them for granted.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about that, Chris.
The shade that their corporate umbrella provided, the you know, when Scripps first got involved, I remember all of a sudden in the New York lobby, there was kombucha on tap. And this is true. Yeah. Yeah. This is very, very true. There was kombucha on tap. I don't know if that made its way out to LA, but kombucha on tap.
Yeah. Did that go away at some point?
It's dry. I mean, I feel like it's dried up now and maybe it'll come back. But, you know, Sean, you brought up
that
a song.
That sound of pulling beautiful. The lever. Did you...
That beautiful, knowing that beautiful mixture of carbonation and fungus would soon be in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm reminded of a song as well, if I can. It's by The Counting Crows and only The Counting Crows.
Yeah.
Yes.
It goes, don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's not the first or last time that The Counting Crows made me think about the world a little different.
And if we could double back really quickly, I think I did mess up some of the lyrics of the song that I brought up.
I may have.
And I don't want to make this all about that.
I may have as well.
It says, just because I'm leaving, it don't mean that I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay. I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that part, that's better.
Yeah.
So
and that's
I know
the
they
first
would
verse.
Not want us, Scripps would not want us to be to spend a whole episode like talking about that. They would be like, bring the funny, guys, like do what you do.
No, that was what was so great, is they always wanted us to be us and support us. And honestly, you know, the last time I talked to them, I said some stuff. If I had known, obviously.
Don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourself. You didn't know.
I would have done it a little different, but I you know, we can't take it back. I don't want to focus on that. But I told them, you know, I mean, I told them to fuck off. And really out of no, for no reason, they hadn't done anything. I cold called them and just said, like, I said, the spelling bee sucks.
A lot of that, and part of why I don't really want to talk about this too much on this episode, is I don't want to give Brett the satisfaction. Like, Brett, I do see you here. And I know this was you. I know you did this.
You're the one, Brett, who always called them a medium company, not a media company. You said, you would say media company, more like medium company, because they're not actually even that big, not like my company, which I don't know what you meant.
You don't have any companies at all.
I do have an LLC. It's filed in my name. You don't know its worth. You've never seen the paperwork. I would say it's a grande company.
Well, grande actually at Starbucks is actually
it's a medium at Starbucks. Yeah. It is a medium at Starbucks.
You guys know what I'm going to miss the most?
Go off, King.
I think the thing I'm going to miss most about the glory days that we're now exiting is the real clarity and warmth that they brought to the conversation.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Always. When I had a question, before I even had to ask, during my email saying, hey, here's why one of the hosts was paid a third of much this of what they were supposed to get this month, that the other made 6-7 times as much.
Mm-hmm. That was so comforting. And it was that little bing, email received. You have a new email explaining why the math is fucked. And the explanation 100% of the time demonstrated an understanding of what went wrong and a clear path to resolution.
And I never felt blamed.
Nope.
I never felt blamed. I never felt blamed for anything.
They didn't pass the buck. They didn't pass the buck. They wouldn't say, well, why don't you just give him half that money? They wouldn't say that. They would say, hey, whoa, let's take a step back. We messed up. Let's address the mistake that was made.
Yeah.
Well, time marches on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, scripts, we could talk about them all the time. But maybe, you know, just because there's a new, just because mom's got a new stepdad, right?
Mm-hmm.
He might actually be a really cool guy if you give him a chance.
Yeah. And we now get to have that chance. And it's a big, you know, it's tomorrow. I actually can't believe it's tomorrow. Tomorrow, we effectively enter the bubble. We have been quarantining for a couple weeks now to travel to not Phoenix, Arizona, but like just sort of just outside of it, mm-hmm. where Sirius and Stitcher/Midroll/Earwolf will be convening for the next 4 months. To just like to first of all get to know each other,
mm-hmm. chop it up,
yep, and like sort of a mixer for a sort of 4 month long mixer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and if a couple podcasts get made, that wouldn't be a bad thing either.
I think they might. I think we might do a couple.
Something
right?
Tells me it's a hunch. I think we might. Yeah, there might be a podcast recorded. Yeah,
I already feel very optimistic. Just based on the location, I feel like my favorite part of the country is Arizona outside of the cities.
And this time of year, July. Yes. Yeah. It's not the, like, in, you know, it's not like the desert. It's not like the really rural part. It's like the in-between kind of like tract housing built around like 2006. So it's new. It's like nice places. And we're all going to be kind of set up there. Has anyone reached out to you guys about, like, I've gotten a couple emails just from some of the people on the Sirius team that are like excited, some of the people from that family, not Howard, but like they all know Howard, like they all hang out with Howard, and like Howard has been like talking about us, and I know is like really excited to meet us all.
To meet us and to hang out with us, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard from people from a bunch of the different stations.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, the Margaritaville guys reached out.
Oh my God.
Shade 45 reached out.
Yeah.
Fight Nation reached out. Fight Nation, great channel.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jenny LSQ actually called me up just to talk about some of the sort of more obscure, like, proto twee Scottish bands that influenced Belle and Sebastian, and that was really cool. And then, and obviously to talk about how we were joining companies and be a podcast. One of the ladies from the Bridge sent me just like some photos of her kitchen. It's been cool.
Mm-hmm. I got an email, of course, from Chris Mad Dog Russo.
Yes, yes.
And like the NHL, you know, they have every NHL game. So of course, the NHL communicated that they are excited to like do podcasts. They really want to guest on shows. I don't know if that means like the players or like exactly, or like team reps or something, but they really want to like start doing comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Dees. Who's on 60s on 6, of course.
The Patriot channel, obviously, has contacted all of us. I haven't gotten back to them yet, but they're we're part of the same company now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get a weird list from E Street Radio about how to talk to Little Steven?
I did, yes. I did. I haven't actually gotten all the way through it yet.
I didn't find it weird, but it was just basically said, don't open your mouth when you talk to him. Like, you can talk to him, but keep your jaw sort of set off to one side, and then just like, don't let him see your mouth move.
Yes. Or be sort of turned enough away. And he, apparently he's like awesome and like super nice.
Yeah. But, that's what I hear. I mean, Sean, it must be, you know, silver lining in having your teeth pierced and connected to your lips.
I wonder if that's what it was really about. Goes away. Yeah.
It's a non-issue. Yeah.
I am getting that fixed.
Have you guys heard from Ringo? Because I was planning on hearing from him on the Beatles channel.
Who are you talking? Say who you're talking
what
to.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Ringo.
Are you mispronouncing Rango? The Johnny Depp lizard character?
Because I did hear from Rango.
Yeah, Rango reached out.
Yeah.
He wants to do a whole promotional thing. Well, he lives in Arizona. Obviously.
So, I mean, let's talk about Brett. I mean, are you even going to this?
I want to. They won't tell me where it is. You can see I'm in like a laundry room, like a utility closet. I'm not at home. I think they thought I would blow up the deal or something.
If you were invited?
Yeah. I don't know. They seem like they didn't want me there, even though, you know, I've been at this company the longest.
Let's talk about night one. Of course, No Shoes Radio is hosting Kenny Chesney's music channel is hosting like a night in the sand. They're like pouring a lot of sand into the street, and we will get to just kind of like have a little, not a beach party, but it'll sort of feel like that vibe sort of. Who do we like? How do we approach? Are they going to approach us? Like, Chris, like, you know, like, Beautiful Anonymous. There's a lot of potential for Sirius XM personalities to call into the show and, like, kind of share stories that they haven't before, necessarily.
Yeah, I've actually been told that during this mixer, they expect me to primarily sit next to a phone.
Oh.
And other people who are attending the mixer will call in and I will get to know them anonymously via the structure of my show. I pointed out that it has some flaws, that it actually might sort of separate me from everybody, but they said...
I'm not seeing that. So tell me what you're feeling.
Well, it's just because my show, part of the premise is that the person on the other line does not identify who they are.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like, you know, if one of the XMU guys or one of the, you know,
yeah,
first wave guys.
Outlaw Radio or if any of the Raw Dog comedy guys.
Oh, yeah. The Raw Dog guys. I mean, can we just say too, the comedy lineup, there's about 11 stand-up channels. You got Netflix as a joke radio.
You've got Netflix as a joke radio.
You got Raw Dog comedy, great stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, Comedy Central Radio, you got them out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All kinds of great stuff.
There's a certain comedian I hear a lot of on these channels who I absolutely stan, and I hope to see him at the Mixer.
Who is it?
Doug Stanhope.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG. That's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook. I was just going to ask too, because I know we're looking towards the future now, looking towards the relationship with Sirius. I agree that that's the most productive. Were you anybody else weirded out by the contents of the script's thank you and goodbye gift basket? I found it to be very inappropriate what was in my gift basket.
I have been saving it for a moment when I just need to get back in touch with that time in my life. Mm-hmm.
So you haven't even opened it yet?
I have not opened it.
I haven't opened it either.
Is it perishable?
I don't know if it's the same for all of us. I'll tell you what's in mine. I don't want to spoil yours.
It's pretty personalized most of the time, right, when you do get anything from the company.
I don't know who was behind mine then, or what the exact connotation of it is, but mine was just two bottles of lube and then a jug of peanut butter filled pretzels. So I don't know what that was about.
Mm.
Thought it was a little inappropriate.
So perishable.
Two bottles?
Two bottles of lube, different brands, and then one of those jugs. You know, they have them at every craft services table. I know you guys know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Butterfly pretzels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're not shaped like a pretzel, really, but like...
more like a nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I am getting a message from that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think...
I'm getting an idea.
It tells a story, right? Isn't that what you do on your show?
Right,
I do try to, you know, present a platform for people to tell their stories in their own words. Yeah, I guess I'm not. And you're seeing a connection between that lube and peanut butter filled pretzels.
You know, I honestly think that this is like a kindness on their part. I think it is constructive. I think they are picking up on not like a performance issue on your show, but like something you could do to kind of like be a little more activated,
less flat, right? like yes. I think that we all get in a rut sometimes, especially in quarantine, where the show can be a little bit lifeless, and it's like, is there something we can do to just kind of juice up the energy, like in the moment, you know, like really spike that, you know, next call and make sure that we're like really engaged.
For some people it's a cup of Joe, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just like a piping hot cup of coffee, and some people need like other physical, like just like a little jolt, or ways to like gradually absorb sugar, carbohydrates.
Yeah,
over the, you know.
I guess I see how the peanut butter filled pretzels could be like a nice energy boost, but I'm not sure.
But of course, you're talking into a microphone, so we're not going to be
eating.
Obviously, eating and crunching on peanut butter filled pretzels, that's pretty disgusting.
So you're saying they're asking me to consume them anally?
But in a way that, like, you honestly probably will not even notice. And they're saying experiment with these brands, aren't they?
So you're saying Scripps on the way out the door is sending me products to tell me I'm low energy and they want me to shove pretzels up my ass. And you're saying that that's a good thing?
Good for the show. They're saying, like, Chris, how long have you been doing the show? You're saying that, like, there's like no tweaks that you could possibly make to improve it at this point? You've been doing the show a long time.
4 years. And I'm certain, you know, I always work on it. I'm always putting a lot of thought into it. I guess, to be fair, yeah, I never considered the constructive possibilities of lubing up pretzel nuggets.
Salted? Big chunky salt on it? Or
there's salt. There's visible salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 12 grains of salt, but they're huge.
Yeah.
I wonder if, so I hear that, of course, the Diplo's Revolution channel will be there, formerly the Electric Area channel.
Mm.
which is what, Chris, you could have, by the way, after if you go through the process that they have prescribed for you. I just want to
say.
An electric area.
Yes. And I actually hear that Diplo will be providing a progressive trance backbeat to some Earwolf shows that of his choosing. I would like to, obviously, be one of the show. I would like us. I would like Beautiful Anonymous to be the shows that Diplo scores. And I would like us to be able to team up to figure out how to make that happen. It is a contest.
I'm in.
The question is, how do we share it if we, if only one of us wins? Since we are teaming up on this, do you see what I'm saying? How does that work?
This could get really tense. Well, I mean, could there be some sort of runner-up prize? I know a lot of channels are offering this. Like, could it be, okay, if we get it, we split the time with Diplo, but Ozzy's Boneyard is going to get in and kind of shred and lay some nice chunky metal behind the guys who are not at that time receiving Diplo's generous beats.
I just can't. I mean, just like now that you're mentioning it, when Ozzy meets Scott, those two, like the conversation, I actually will not, I feel like me even listening to it will like taint it, but Ozzy Osbourne and Scott Aukerman in conversation, possibly with Jeff Garlin.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Stitcher Serious mashups.
That's so powerful.
That's a show that I would like subscribe to, but not even listen. Because I just wanted to sit in my phone with like a blue dot next to it. Like this is like this. This will not be spoiled by.
Well, it's a little like the thank you and goodbye gift bag that Chris just ripped open for us.
Right.
It's like this really sacred thing for me. When people say like, "What are you going to do when you get out of quarantine?" and I go, "Well, the second we're all vaccinated and healthy, literally the first thing I'm going to do is." I'm going to remove the tissue paper from the bag, and then I'm going to pull out the items inside. So that like is something that I'm holding on to and really looking forward to of like, that's when life will actually be back to normal.
Kevin, are you going to be at this?
I am. I don't have directions though. The first thing they told me was no phones allowed.
Yes.
Which is weird for podcasters.
You use your phone during the podcast, Chris? Well, of course, there's a Beautiful Anonymous phone. It could be calling the Beautiful Anonymous phone.
I'm also just saying, in principle, things get downloaded to our phones. It feels like a little bit of a flex from the radio guys to say, hey, podcast guys.
Right.
We'll cut you up. You can listen to a radio, but you can't listen to a podcast on your phone while you're here. It feels a little bit of a status
power play.
Thing.
No phones, only out of your cars. You can only listen to anything and only make phone calls via your car.
I heard that the grand ballroom will be filled with cars that you can sit in and listen to different stations.
I have to say,
have a driveway moment.
I am so excited for that because Beautiful Anonymous, you know, real strong. You know, we see the demographics, like a surprising amount of female listeners. There's young, there's old. We have had a lot of trouble
getting people.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody likes us.
Except it's not surprising to me.
I have had a lot of trouble getting people who rent cars to listen to my show. And I feel like this might really crack the code on that because I've been for years.
No, yeah. I for us, it's been the sort of our white whale has been people in the first 3 months of a lease.
Yeah. Business travelers.
Yeah. I'm looking for somebody who just landed at the Bangor-Maine airport and is driving an hour and a half north to their uncle's house. What do I got to do to make that hour and a half drive them listening to my show? I've been trying for years to figure that out.
I think what we can go for, Chris, is potentially making Beautiful Anonymous Radio a single digit channel.
Ooh.
So like getting it in the 1 to 10, I like possibly knocking out. There are
what
a few
decade is getting
it.
Bumped out.
Yeah,
because
you could
it
knock
is
out
the obviously
the 50s. The 50s brought nothing to rock and roll. Let's just leave the 50s out, and I'll take that.
Yes,
over. 50s on is five is now going to be
Beautiful Anonymous on
Beautiful Anonymous on five. That no, rolls off the tongue.
This is that official? Because I had heard a rumor. Is each Earwolf show getting their own entire Sirius station?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. They'll obviously play you on like on Raw Dog Comedy and Comedy Central and you know,
Netflix is a joke.
Netflix is a joke, and Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Radio and Jeff and Larry's Comedy Roundup and Laugh USA. They, you know, you'll be on those clips, but for the full episodes and full catalog, they will want to go to Beautiful Anonymous on five.
Are you guys filling your station with just 24-hour like replays of old episodes, or are you going to kind of fill it out with companion shows, blow it out into like its own universe? What's your plan here?
That's a we will be spinning a lot. We'll be like playing a lot of just sort of our like curated playlist. We will not be doing the show that much anymore.
No. We're not going to rest on our laurels and just do the same show now that we've been acquired. We're going to be spinning. We're going to be, I'll be doing some original acoustic stuff. We're in a bit of a legal sticky spot because I always say we saved you a seat at Clem Dog's Coffee House.
Right.
Right before I launch into my acoustic set, that of course is the catchphrase on the SiriusXM Coffee House, which is all acoustic music. They say we saved you a seat. So
at Clem Dog's Coffee House?
They say we've saved you a seat at the SiriusXM Coffee House.
They feel like
it's too close. I of course disagree. But you know, it's getting worked through. But yeah, we're gonna be also like doing a lot of innovative stuff. I know Hayes wants to sleep on the radio. He wants to broadcast his sleep.
And actually, that has never been done before. And it is... I mean, we'll see what it is, honestly. Like, to have 24-hour access to a single-digit SiriusXM station as you just have the ears of really the entire country... and for them to hear me say some of my ideas that I have in my sleep, and I sometimes wake up and you know you don't remember exactly what they are, for me to then just be able to ask anyone on the street, like, hey, what was the idea that I was talking about last night? And they'll be able to tell me because they heard me while spinning. I think we are merging with Pitbull's Globalization channel. So while spinning current rhythmic dance and international hits, I just feel like it is maybe what we were supposed to be doing all along. And this is my gratitude that I have for Scripps, for letting us like grow into this opportunity. It's just so exciting. It's so rich, you know? Speaking of rich, by the way, the money. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it. We've always been really transparent about the money. That is a conversation they had with us right away. How is this affecting, you know, your pockets being acquired by a big company like this? And it's actually really interesting. I thought they were pretty generous. Chris, do you want to go first and just say the size of your bonus?
Yeah, $7 million.
Okay, yeah, and that's good, and you don't have to split that with anyone. I think they probably gave us a little bit of a premium because there's two of us.
What are you guys talking?
$17 million.
Wow, between
we've been
two
doing the show a little bit longer.
A little longer. Too. Yeah.
It's not a dick measuring contest out here, okay?
No, I didn't think it was. We were talking about money.
That's a different. That is, of course. It's going to be its own channel.
I hear that's going to be one of the get to know you activities at the Mixer, actually.
Right.
They are doing dick measuring and the Hair Nation guys are hosting that. They're going to be like, you know, all dolled up, glammed out in like 80s hairband regalia. And then everyone's going to measure their dick from inside their like acid wash jeans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Steve Polychronopoulos. Remember that? Deep Mother Truck in Polychronopolis. Y'all remember that video? Got the acid wash jeans on, and you can see his freaking schwang piece through the outline.
Hair Nation, I think, by the as part of the merger, Hair Nation is now going to be called Hard Hair. It's going to be called Haired Nation.
The Haired Brothers are coming back. They are combining, which is awesome.
It is going to be a combination of Hair Nation and Hard Nation. It's called, fake the Nation is also involved in some way. Fake the Hard Hair Nation.
Mm-hmm. Did you say Fake the Hard Hair Nation?
That's the network is now called Fake. I just checked the newest update. Yeah. It is now
and
called
he just
Fake,
explained this.
Fake the Hard Hair Nation.
I was just double checking.
No, I know, but it's just, I don't, for the listeners who were paying attention, I don't want them to have to hear the whole thing again. It was really clear what he said.
I'm sorry. The room I'm in is incredibly hot and I'm starting to lose focus.
It's good training. That's good training.
Yeah.
Of course, these are, you know, it's tract housing that was built, but not necessarily fitted with all the utilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so,
well, one has a working bathroom and one has a, yeah, no. But it's just like, it is true communal living because one person will have a sink that functions well or like a kitchen with a nice stove and another person's house will have a bathroom you can use.
Toilets in every house, but not necessarily
attached
plumbing.
To plumbing, yes. Or a sewer line.
So you take the toilet outside.
And I heard there was actually a lot of that's because the government put down a stop work order because there's a lot of radon, I heard, in this area where we're all hanging out.
And so my question was like, is that bad? That was sort of Sirius's thing is like, yeah, actually we don't know. It is natural. It is, and this is from the earth. We're talking about like natural stuff from the earth.
And people get so bent out of shape. But I go, you know what I say? You can't spell Ray Donovan without radon.
Good luck. And I actually would like to see you try.
Yeah, please. Be my guest. Go ahead and try to spell Ray Donovan without radon. I'll be over here with my, you know, watching Showtime.
That's another channel, of course, Ray Donovan Radio, RAYDIO. I know Jonah Ray is not super happy about
He's
that.
He's upset, yep.
As a person who did pioneer spelling radio that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's Ray Donovan. What's the deal? I mean, sorry, Jonah. This is Ray Donovan. One thing I really appreciated is that Sirius telling us that if we want to leave the network, we don't actually even have to tell them.
Yeah, that was cool. Such an awesome open door policy where a lot of times people can be very possessive, like, hey, you've been making the show here for a while. We've been trying to support you. But for them to go, hey, guys, you know, if you want to leave, if you're uncomfortable with any aspect of this, whatever it may be, and then just actually do go out and do not let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
And like, don't like, you know, like,
don't say anything to
save paper, and you know, it's an email, but like save the amount of electricity
mm-hmm.
that would be absorbed by you know, it costs money to send an email saying like, hey, we are actually not doing the show anymore on this network, and they're like, just don't even bother.
Sure.
Scott, are the Scots doing like a music thing around like a show around one of these channels? I mean, I imagine that would be a great opportunity to have Adam Scott and Scott Aukerman just listening to
Seriously Sinatra.
Yeah, that could be.
That was the plan, right?
It's a mashup. Are you talking Seriously Sinatra, Ree?
Seriously Sinatra?
Minatra, yeah.
You and me?
Yeah. Wait, Kevin, wait. Wait, what did you just say? Say that again.
Are you talking Seriously Sinatra re Minatra?
Wait a second.
Wait, Kevin, wait. What did you just fucking say? Kevin, no, wait. Slowly. Say that again.
Are you talking seriously, Sinatra? Me, Natra.
That's really good.
That's really
yeah.
good.
That's going to close out night one.
Me, wow. Natra.
Me, Natra.
Chris?
Yeah.
I hear you've been living on planet scum these days.
Yeah, from time to time. Yeah, that's me and a bunch of my friends on different
What's the atmosphere
ago.
Like?
It's hot and humid, and it's always heavy.
It's grody.
Yeah.
It's what a nasty idea. No offense, but just the idea of an entire planet that is
No
scum.
Offense meant, but you're making me throw up with even the concept of it.
So sorry. I'm very sorry about that. I'm very sorry about that. But yeah, that's you can go and see different comedians fucking around on Twitch. That's what that is.
And something else we should talk about, Chris, before we go.
Yeah.
Because we are running out of time. I have been sort of wanting to let the fans kind of everyone celebrate it in their own way. And I know you have too, so that we don't really necessarily have to talk about it.
Yeah.
But exactly 10 years ago today, as we're recording this, this half hour, the show Big Lake was aired on Comedy Central.
Yeah, yeah.
10 episodes.
Woo, yeah.
10 episodes aired simultaneously. The screen split into 10 pieces.
Yeah.
So it was
they
a
got
year
them all
plus
out
of
the
of
way.
Work.
They got them all out the way, right in one 22-minute short shot.
Didn't quite finish the episode. Did cut into it.
Yeah.
After like 18 plus minutes.
Yeah, they started Kradmandoon early that night.
But what a thing.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, it was a show that the reviews weren't great in its time. I did always feel like it was a little bit of a Velvet Underground thing. Like I know
a lot of the people who
there weren't many people watching it, but people who did watch Big Lake,
on to watch another show.
They all went on to watch at least one other show.
I mean, some people did. I guess that was sort of the beginning of the destroy the TV movement.
I feel like
some people did go on
cutters.
To start.
A lot of I've been told that a lot of the cord cutters actually initially got rid of cable after watching Big Lake. So it was at the beginning of that trend. Pre-streaming platforms, we had people cutting cords, getting rid of cable, saying cable is not worth anything to me.
These were people that you heard about a lot of people finding a unique strength. You know, often that when you hear about a mother like seeing their child trapped under a car, they can lift the car. People were able to rip the cord into pieces with their hands after seeing the show Big Lake.
A lot of people threw their cable boxes on their front lawns. A lot of but you know, it's funny because the reviews weren't great. And for years, it was either largely forgotten or people would maybe bring it up to rib me a little bit. But I'm telling you, really, honestly, just in like the past two and a half, 3 weeks, there's been this explosion of Big Lake nostalgia where I think people actually realized it was a hidden gem the whole time. So
yeah,
I'm telling you, like in the last 18, 19 days, after 10 years of...
It's a part of our culture, you know, and we can't escape that. The what's dead can never die. And I'll say it because you guys can't. The two of you, especially Lee Harvey Oswald, should be a real amusement park. It's such a funny idea, but it's also true. And he, you know, Lee is kind of like Big Lake, right?
Yeah.
Gone, you know, famous and then gone almost simultaneously, but we can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, burned very bright for a very short amount of time. Yeah.
Actually, on Planet Scum, my friend Connor Ratliff and Griffin Newman, they're going to be doing they did track down all 10 episodes of Big Lake, and they're going to be doing a live watch along.
Wow.
And I legitimately have never seen all 10 episodes of Big Lake. I was the star of Big Lake. I have not seen them all. So excited to see how that goes.
And they're inviting people to participate in that?
Yeah, you can watch along, go watch along episodes of Big Lake, and then they're going to try to...
Oh, so I get to watch.
You get to watch them watch.
Okay, so I...
Yes.
A writer on the show...
Yes.
...have been invited to watch this.
to watch them watch a show you helped write 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That will be so fun for me. And I'll talk because I'll have a lot to say having been there.
You're welcome to watch.
But I'll just be at home talking.
Watching them watch it. Yeah.
Watching
them. Maybe your wife could watch you watching them watch it. You could turn to her every so often and say, honey, they're watching a part I remember.
That would be really nice for her. She was there, you know, she was there, me too.
What?
I was there too. So I was there too, of course, is coming back as well.
Is it the Sack Lunch Bunch? I think it's the Sack Lunch Bunch.
What's the name of the special summer show that they're doing with Conan and Matt?
Oh, S'mores, something S'mores.
Summer S'mores.
Summer S'mores.
Summer S'mores.
The Sack Lunch Bunch.
Snack Lunch Bunch. Yep, the Snack Lunch Bunch. That is going to kick ass. I don't always get like really excited about upcoming podcasts to the point where I kind of stop going to sleep and stop eating food or taking care of myself, cleaning myself. But when I heard about the Snack Lunch Bunch, that's which guys did you say? Conan and Matt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Sona.
Forget it. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.